Hang out our banners on the outward walls. The cry is still, they come! Our castle strength will laugh a siege to scorn! At Set Macbeth, Act 5, Scene 5.
Each week in Scrap Heap, two teams have until nightfall to build fantastic machines from these piles of junk. They have no idea in advance what they're going to have to make. All they've brought with them is their ingenuity. At sunset, their machines will be put side by side for the finale, the grand contest. So here are our regular teams. First up, the yellow team, and their captain, Major Dick Strawbridge.
My name is Dick Strawbridge. I'm a major in the Army, specializing in electrical engineering.
Hi, my name's Callie, and I'm here because I like the Tank Girl gear and because I can strip a Porsche blindfolded.
I'm Dave Price, and I'm a design engineer. I build those hands-on exhibits you see at museums.
This week, the yellow team's specialist guest is Don Mansfield.
My name's Don. My friends call me Merlin. At weekends, I'm a medieval mercenary.
And their adversaries, the orange team, led by Captain Anne Saunders.
I'm Anne, I'm an automotive engineer, and I've been building and racing hovercraft since I was 13.
My name's Bowser, I'm a policeman in London. I build trikes for a hobby, and I used to play rugby for Norway.
I'm Shen, and I'm an engineer. And since I was a little boy, I've been taking things apart. This is for you, Mum, now I'm putting them back together.
The Orange Team's guest this week is Paul Harrington.
I'm Paul. I'm an archer. And I go by the name of Alwyn the Fletcher.
Ah, I bid thee well, my little tinheads. Gather ye round my throne and prepare to accept thy quest. Now, your challenge today, if you look behind you, you can see two castles mounted upon that there hillock in that scrapyard. And your challenge today is to chuck these here cannonballs. Well, they're turnips, actually. At those castles, as hard and as fast as you can, with a machine that you make and design yourselves. Any design, any machine. Now, you have, in the great Scrap Heap tradition, until the sun falls from the sky, which is approximately 10 hours. So, I suggest you hurry along and get lobbing.
Let's go for it.
First thing the teams need is to develop their plans in secret. A 10-foot wall keeps the teams apart to make sure there's no spying. With just 10 hours building time, there's not much room for error in their designs, especially if they're to win the all-important battle at the end of the day.
Can't we just get you to throw the turnips, you know? Should we do a test run, you know, with throwing the turnips?
Well, we'll try that in a minute.
How about a big elastic band?
Big elastic band, yeah.
Yeah, no problem.
So, to this week's challenge. Seems bizarre, but it's actually not too different from machines they built for battle in the Middle Ages. Without explosives or engines, well, there aren't any, I've looked, there are only a few machines that could lob a vegetable that distance. Something like a giant catapult or crossbow could fit the bill.
What about other options? What else have we got?
There's a catapult, which is like an arm you pull back and it shoots it forward.
The guest team members this week are medieval experts, so lobbing veg at cardboard castles is practically second nature to them.
The arm goes back, you release it and flip.
So that one comes up, hits that, and as it hits that, that stops the arm and the projectile goes.
But first they need to find what materials are out in the scrap heap. Medieval machines were made of wood, so that's the traditional way. But in Scrap Heap rules, they can use anything they find.
But we're talking timbers now, we're talking railway sleepers.
Yeah.
Where you go?
Naturally, both teams want to find the best bits first. Two members of each team, the scavengers, go off on quad bikes to bring back goodies from the scrap heap.
Big telegraph pole here, it's about 6 inches in diameter. Is that going to be too big? Are we going to be all right with that?
A telegraph pole 6 inches in diameter, is that any good to us?
Yeah, no, do bring it back.
Yes!
Please! Here?
Yeah.
They're in constant radio contact with the captains, who stay at base with the experts, adapting their designs to what's coming in.
Through, Callie, think straight through. That's going to be far too heavy, isn't it?
The best plans in the world are worth nothing without the parts to make them. So the pressure's really on for the scavengers.
I've got two types of rope here. I've got a thinner rope and a heavier rope. Do you want to check with Alwyn which type you prefer?
Alwyn's already said we prefer the thinner rope.
Say again?
I said thin rope.
Can you get a rough estimate, Dick, on how many scaffolding poles we're going to need? Because I can keep pulling them out all day.
About 20, 30, 25. He's going to love it.
Merlin actually reckons something in the region of 25.
25. Okie dokie.
So we haven't got much metal?
No.
Oh. Well, we might have enough. We've got some.
We
some
have
of
plenty of wood,
new
I think.
Sections.
Well, they've been scribbling and searching for a while now. So let's see what the orange team have got planned.
I mean, what have you gone for then? What type of.
Right, what we're going to do, we're going to get an arm.
Yeah.
And with this rope that we're just undoing,
right.
We're going to do like the old lackey band trick, yeah? So you wind it up big tight.
Make it tighter and tighter.
And you have your arm here, so it pings it up.
Right.
And then you have something to stop it, and it goes doink. And the turnip goes doo.
What the orange team have decided on is called a mangonel. It's basically a glamorous catapult, which applies the principle of torsion using a wound up rope to move a bar. To fire the engine, the upright bar is winched down and the missile loaded. When it's released, the energy from the coiled-up rope is transferred to the firing bar, which pings forward. As it hits the crossbar, the bar stops, but the missile carries right on, flying out at great speed.
But why are you undoing rope, though, now? I don't understand that.
What's... We want nice, thin rope.
Right.
So this is better than those three strands. So
right, I see.
We've got
and that's what you twist that round?
That's what we're going to twist round, yes. Right. If we had a giant lackey band, that's what we'd be using instead.
Yeah. And you shouldn't be able to push the arm back when it's wound up properly. There shouldn't be very much play in it.
Right.
Yeah, and then you winch it down and then bang, that's off it. You go.
Marvellous. Now, I wonder what the yellow team are up to on the other side of the wall.
What are you going for? I don't know what you're going for yet.
What's it called? Trebuchet. French.
Trebuchet.
Great
trebuchet.
Bucket.
Hello.
Sorry?
Great bucket. Trebuchet.
Ah, great tray bucket.
Great bucket.
Three of them.
Play my French all level, that is. Tray bucket.
Tray bouquet.
We'll ignore Dick's suspect French. Trebuchet actually means to topple over, which makes sense because the machine works on the principle of a counterbalance. It's like a giant seesaw with a child on one end and a heavy man on the other. But unlike in a seesaw, and this is the clever part, the fulcrum isn't in the middle. It's right down the heavy man's end. This effectively makes the heavy man even heavier in relation to the child, or in our case, a vegetable, which suddenly finds it can fly. In the real trebuchet, there are a few refinements. A sling, for example, which helps give the missile even more power. All in all, it's a very powerful machine, more than capable of hurling the biggest of the vegetables we've given them.
Right.
That's the great bucket of that.
We've got the A-frame. We're going to have a ratio of 4-1. So this is the cabbage. This is the weight. 4-1 ratio, all right? And the weight ratio, Merlin's saying 50-1 as a starter, all right? Yeah. Taking the cabbage as being 5 pounds, because we've got some chunky cabbages, we're talking about 250 pounds.
What's that in metric?
Oh, dear me. 115 kilograms.
Right.
So this is going to be a 50-gallon oil drum, okay? Cabbage in a sling, in a running trough, pinned here with a catch.
Right.
We
shouldn't. It's only, if we're only dealing with that sort of weight, we're not going to need any tackle to pull it down. We just put a rope on the end.
That's what we said, because winches are too complicated. This is a piece of...
Well, the team seem to know what they're doing, but on Scrappy, we always like a voice of wisdom. This week's wise owl, spouting sense from the sidelines, is Julie Douglas. She's one of the country's top medieval experts, so she knows a bit about this dreadful warmongering. And she brought along a couple of small-scale models from her armoury.
Hi.
Ah, Julie. Welcome.
Hi.
Ah, at last, some explanations. Now, look, they've gone for these two designs. One of them, the orange team are going for this one, I think, and the yellow team are going for that one. But why have they chosen these, do you think?
That one is good for fairly rapid operation, fairly small missiles, especially incendiaries. That's what it was used for in the past. This thing is the Iraqi supergun of the Middle Ages. Invented by the Chinese about the 10th, 11th century, probably. First came to Europe about the time of the Crusades. It's more complicated to make. A lot of things can go wrong with it. And there's a bit more science involved in it. Shall I make it work?
Yeah, let's make it
work. Let's see if we can make it work.
Which way is it going to fire something? Fire something over there.
So that way, yes. Let's give the yellow team something to think about.
Well, they're trying to make one, so that's quite good if we chuck something at them.
Have a care!
Ah. Sort of back that way.
Now, that's another problem they're going to have.
That might have been a very unpleasant premonition for the yellow team.
Yeah. If they use a missile that's too heavy, it'll go backwards. Right. If they haven't got enough weight in the counterbalance box, it'll go straight up in the air and come down
on the thing.
And smash the machine to pieces.
Right. Anyway, moving on to the
to the
mangonel. Now, this looks a little bit simpler to operate. That. So it's the same principle. You're putting that back.
Yeah, the physics of this one is a lot easier. Again, we've got the arm, but it's the twists in that skein. More twists, the more power you have stored up, more energy stored up.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
So you've got the leverage on the bar here.
Yeah.
So a couple of guys can pull this
heaving
one down.
Heaving on that.
Yeah. Romans used this as anti-personnel artillery as well on battlefield. Every legion had 10 of these.
Yeah.
So let's see what damage we can do with this one. They're not doing it, did
they? And I think we need to have a word in a bit.
In Scrap Heap, we generously supply the teams with all the tools they could possibly need, and Dave's fallen in love with one of them, a beautiful virgin electric saw.
Oh, yes, we need to use this. We're going to use this. Look at that.
He's gone power mad.
That's an amazing bit of kit.
What I'd like you to do, yeah, is, you know, their castle, go up to their castle and weaken it. We've got a battery operator, we'll just go buzz it a couple of times. If we hit it with one, it falls to pieces.
Right then, so, Dick, where are we at?
We're at getting this in.
This is the length of our arm, is it?
Julie was determined to make her accident-prone models work. So we had another bash with her mini mangonel.
Have a care!
Wow! Hey.
That's more!
Hey!
3 hours remaining. 8 foot,
that's about 2 metres, isn't it?
Yeah, 8 foot, that is, yeah. So that's all right. That'll give us the size of bright machine that we need.
Yeah, have we seen that ash piece of ash is going to be the arm?
Yeah, we found a nice piece of ash which won't smash as the arm.
So this is going to be our upright then?
Yeah.
Right, if we can imagine this.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's the bit that's going to fire it.
That's
we chop it a bit shorter.
Yeah, that's right. It's probably a bit too long at the moment.
Yeah, okay. So this
they seem happy enough. Time to let Dick in on a couple of secrets.
Yeah, two secrets, Bob?
Two secrets. One is that they're making a mangonel.
All right.
The thing
catapulty thing.
Which fires a smaller weight, very fast, in a very straight line.
Right.
And the other thing is the model of the trebuchet that I saw threw its...
We know that.
It threw its round backwards.
Yeah, well, that's
not even up in the air.
We can turn this round and shoot it back.
This is just what we said. Process. So what was your decision on making
the
a trebuchet?
With this, they can't do a cabbage without a doubt.
Right, you can chuck something pretty big.
We're hoping to do a cabbage.
Yeah.
We're hoping for a cabbage, aren't we?
Well, we're not hoping, we are going to fling a cabbage.
We're doing a cabbage.
Well, Merlin, cabbage.
Wherever it ends up, we're going to be firing
that's
cabbage.
Great. We're going to be very happy throwing cabbages. It's great, isn't it? Sounds wonderful.
Turnips are for Jesses.
Turnips are for Jesses. You should all have T-shirts with that on.
Turnips are for Jesses, cabbages are king.
Yeah. We're going to have calibrated cabbages.
Right.
We're going to have the mechanism of adjusting the length at the other end.
Right.
And then using very cunning mathematics...
Yeah.
Merlin?
Yep. Yeah. Using something very cunning, we will actually work out a way of maintaining our accuracy.
Yeah. And if it doesn't work, I'm going to fly and I'm not going to use the
airplane. Yeah, because we're actually going to tie part of Merlin to it and then we're just going to pull a little catch.
Merlin actually has some serious homework to do to work out the precision of the trebuchet. The science is very involved since there are so many variables. For instance, increasing the length of the sling will produce a higher trajectory and a shorter range. Adding more weight to the bucket flattens out and shortens the trajectory. Using a smaller missile, say a turnip instead of a cabbage, produces a flatter, longer trajectory. Changing the angle of the slip hook so that the missile is released later means that the trajectory will be long and higher. And changing two or more variables at once can produce very strange results, like firing the missile straight up in the air, or even backwards. It's a quagmire. I hope Merlin's man enough for the job.
But you can see what I mean about the variables.
Yeah,
I can't make one of these and say, it will hit the target. You're going to have to tweak it and fiddle it.
Yeah. What we can do...
But you can say that of a catapult. The only thing is, this will hurl a bigger thing than a catapult. That's why they built them.
Yeah.
They could hurl a horse.
Could they?
The really big ones could, literally.
Aye.
That's good. That's good prime time.
But they had a 20-ton counterweight.
Mr. Ed.
20 tons?
20-ton
counterweight. Need a few minutes to pull that down.
A 60-foot arm. Think of a 60-foot arm. I mean, that's here almost its equivalent. Sort of, you know,
That's brilliant.
They must have been beautiful, too.
Yeah.
Way. They used to send ambassadors back. There's actually writings of how to tie a bloke up in the correct manner to load him in a trebuchet
to make sure.
Yeah,
you had to break his arms and legs.
They bound him up in a ball and you sent him back with a message that you didn't want to see.
How splendid.
Yeah.
How splendid.
Well, it was a lot better than a catapult, because the catapult, they used to cut the head off and nailed a message to the head and just said the head back, which is no fun at all.
That's not... That's the whole chap.
So, the yellow team chose the trebuchet because they're a bloodthirsty bunch and thought they could do most damage with the biggest missiles. But I wonder what made the orange team go for the mangonel.
Well, it seemed the easiest solution, quite honestly. And right. It, you know, because the rest of them, like the one with the bendy one, yeah?
Yeah.
The crossbow one.
The crossbow one. That was the blister, wasn't it?
Yeah. That seems quite difficult to get your spring rates right, yeah?
Ah, right.
And then the other one, the one with the weights.
The trebuchet.
The trebuchet, yeah. That sort of goes quite a way up, yeah?
Yes.
And I think we would have had fun trying to aim it.
Yeah.
So we're a bit worried about, you know, projecting it.
That's what they're building next door.
You've got to wind the bar.
We have to cut this. This sort of thing.
Yeah. We've got enough timber to start a forest.
What's wrong? Right, the choice is yours.
How long does this rope have to be? Quite long?
Yeah, as much as we can get on.
Right.
More rope, the more tension.
Twist.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
The Romans used to use human hair for this. Don't ask me how, but it's true. In one well-known siege in Roman or Greek times, so well-known I've forgotten, but the women were asked to cut off their long hair to provide skeins for the catapults.
Good grief.
Unbelievable. Still, we've got some very nice rope here today.
Yeah, so this is good enough for this.
Yeah, this is fine, yeah.
Brilliant.
Just hope it doesn't rain, because that affects it as well.
And singing in the rain, just dancing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. Clouds up above, yeah. La 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 la. Just singing and dancing in the rain.
The bottom of that 50-gallon drum is going to be strong enough to take £250, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, easily. You'd need a hell of a weight to break that seam, he says optimistically.
How do we weigh £250?
We don't.
Fair enough.
You can't be far off, Dick.
What?
Nothing.
I'm sorry, I was a joke.
I think I heard you.
The yellow team have come up with the ingenious idea of using the axle of a transit van to make the hinge for their trebuchet.
That's the hingy bit, you see. It's very clever. They're using the axle as the pivot rather than just a bit of metal resting on another bit of metal.
If we literally had
so that it'll swing easier, I think,
sitting,
that's the idea.
Right. Well, this is actually quite impressive.
It's amazing.
Right, hold on. Make sure it doesn't fall.
What do you reckon?
That's good.
For neighbours that I can't stand.
I like the style of that.
That's absolutely yep. amazing.
You see, we can always mod it to our heart's content afterwards. We can move that out, we can move this back.
So wild.
We're there, aren't we?
While the yellow team have been erecting their 20-foot beast, Alwyn's been spending a lot of his time untwisting rope.
I turned to Julie to help me unravel this rope mystery on the orange team.
So the biggest engineering problem they have is to get that torsion in there, is to get that twist in there. Which presumably even with brute force, you're going to run out of twistability after a while.
Oh, yes.
You just can't twist it anymore.
And it's time-consuming. To put the twists in the rope will take them a great deal of time. Yeah. They probably don't realise how long it's going to take them.
Yeah. They've been doing a lot of untwisting of the rope. Why are they untwisting the rope? I don't know why they would do that.
They're making work for themselves. They don't need to do that.
Right.
What they're thinking is that the more strands of rope they've got in their skein, the more torsion they'll have. They don't need to do it.
Right. So they could use quite thick rope, just wrap around and then.
And it will be hard to twist, but they'll still have the same power stored in it. So I don't know why. I'm starting to lose my faith in the orange tree.
Julie has a point. The power they'll get from the rope will come from the number of twists in it and the amount of rope being twisted. The maximum amount of rope is determined by the size of the holes they've cut in the railway sleepers of their frame. Well, that bit's simple. The orange team's thinking is that if they untwist their rope into individual strands, they'll be able to retwist it tighter and so get more power. It's a good idea, and it would have been right with medieval rope. But the modern nylon rope they're using is already made up of lots of twisted fibres that give it inherent torsion, so they're better off just using it as it is. Alwyn's not wrong, he's just a few centuries out of date. But it's a time-consuming mistake.
Well, how about that for a hole?
Why Alwyn?
Alwyn is my medieval name. In most reenactment societies, people have, a name from another period, and that's my early medieval name, and it's the one that people call me by.
Right. So you get dressed up, yeah, in loads of costumes, and then shoot arrows at people.
Yeah, that's right, something like that.
And just like your family, what do your family think
about
this?
They all do it as well.
They all do it as well?
Yeah, there's four of us. Four of us.
Two. So you got, Alwyn and little Alwyn and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And they've all got medieval names
as well.
That's
right, yeah, yeah. So
you all like going camping afield in medieval tents and things like
that? Yeah, that's right. We were down at Dover last weekend in a big medieval siege.
But you have to get dressed up in dresses?
It's actually the dessert, isn't it?
No, I don't have to get dressed up in dresses.
Tights. Do you have tights?
No, they're hose.
they're hose.
No, tights is the no-no word.
Not allowed to wear tights.
No, not tights.
So what's the rest of your family called then, in their medieval names?
We've just changed periods. We're a little bit earlier than we were, so we're just looking for some new names at the moment.
Eric the Red and Nogbad the Bad.
Well, that's right. That's sort of Viking, but no, we're about...
Nog in the Nog.
We're about 1150 now, or something like that. We don't take ourselves too seriously, though.
No, I would hope not.
We have a good laugh.
It'd be a bit difficult taking yourself too seriously wearing tights and playing with bows and arrows.
Hose.
The yellow team have several cunning schemes for improving the accuracy of their trebuchet. For Captain Dick and Specialist Merlin, it's time for the appliance of science.
By just moving around very, very slightly, and we're only talking about sort of a fraction.
Oh, yeah.
I think we should be lining that up directly there now. Yeah.
Well,
they're molding this in.
Yeah, we've got an aim to aim for.
Yeah, but we must go.
So their first idea is to point the trebuchet at the castle. Brilliant. The second is to fashion a range of straight and bent pins for the arm, which will alter the angle of release of their sling. Thirdly, they'll have a choice of different length slings. By controlling these variables, they hope to precisely determine the angle of trajectory of the cabbage.
The up hook is staying on
hold
later.
It longer, yeah.
And the long sling tends to do a longer trajectory, so throws it out later. So right up there is going to be flatter trajectory.
Yep.
The shorter the sling tends to loop and lob it up a bit.
That's what we're interested
in. Wow, and you thought a cabbage was just a cabbage.
If we actually get all of our projectiles and get them in a line in weight, which we could do with a very simple set of balances, if we get a line of weight, that means we can have a fine adjustment as we go down the line, can't we?
So it's more precision engineering. Callie's been given the top job of fine-tuning the yellow team's munitions. Yes, she's weighing the vegetables.
Callie?
Yes, dear.
Dave is welding. Dick and Merlin are working out their sling, and you are calibrating vegetables. And
yep,
I think
that
that's really
word,
good.
Yeah.
How do you
calibrate?
How do you calibrate a vegetable? I want to know how you do it.
Just to
show
like
me,
a really
show me what
simple.
You do.
Oh, okay. Because you're so interested, and so eager.
I see.
Here
oh,
we go.
Right.
And then whatever.
You put one
that's
on one
it.
End and one on the other. And why are you doing that? So you get you
just,
want
just,
you get the most
yeah,
similar vegetables.
Yeah, just find out which one's heaviest because apparently it's like a big thing if they're a bit
if one's
heavier.
One's a lot heavier.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I guess that's just from measuring, right?
Mm-hmm.
Getting your mark.
Yeah. Things have moved on a pace. I mean, what kind of problems are they facing now, do you think?
Well, the yellow team seems to have come good now. I'm quite impressed. From a pile of metal lying on the floor, this is starting to look like a trebuchet.
Mm.
They've put in the first outrigger to stabilise it on the side. There'll be another one on this side. They've done it in a way I would never have envisaged it, but that's someone else's interpretation.
Mm. And the outriggers are important. I mean, you need that stability sideways, do you?
Definitely, yes. They've got to go as wide as they can to provide that stability because of the pull that they're going to get from the arm and the counterbalance box. They're going to have a lot of fine-tuning to do, so it looks good now, but there's an awful lot of work still to come to get the range right and the trajectory right. They might do it.
And the orange team, how are they going? I mean, they're moving on pretty fast, aren't they?
They are. They've got a beautiful frame. I'm really impressed by it. It looks like a mangonel. But...
Ah, what's the but?
Well, you know when we had a look before and they were starting to unravel the rope mm-hmm. and I couldn't work out why they were doing it? It started to occur to me why. They've drilled a very tiny hole through that railway sleeper. Remember, the more rope you have in your skein, the more twists you can get in it, the more torsion you can get stored up. That's energy, that's power. They're reducing their potential power. They've got a lovely strong frame. Why not use the strength of that frame?
So you don't really know why they've done that? You reckon they've gone for a lighter rope because they can only make a smaller hole if they were drilling it?
Maybe they're just not thinking their way around the problem in the best way. I don't know. That looks like too small a hole for me.
To get a really powerful spring.
They'll never get a very powerful flying arm action off that. It's a shame because they've got the strength of the RSJs, they've got the strength of that timber work. It's beautifully jointed. It's the right shape for a mangonel. Depends how strong that nylon rope is, depends how many twists they can get in it, how many lengths they can get across it. Mm-hmm. They're still in with a chance. Mm. I'm not going to write the orange team off yet.
Now look, the whole thing about this machine, right,
yeah,
is the amount of rope that you get between these two things and how much you can twist it. And, but not only the amount of rope, but the hole that you've got there doesn't look very big. You know, it's restricting the amount of rope you can get through, and I'm worried that you can't get enough twist, enough torque, to store up the energy for your thing to go ping. That's what I'm worried about. 1/10 of a second, apparently, it usually takes to hang up there.
It's a fast
machine.
So you're
really going to have huge amounts of rope. Are you going to have enough room in that hole?
We've got quite a bit of rope, haven't we, to get through that rope?
Yeah, we've got 20 strands.
20 strands. Yeah. Is there any harm in making a bigger hole? I suppose you get to a point where it weakens the timber, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, we could, if we found it wasn't strong enough, we could do an emergency bigger hole there, definitely.
Yeah.
We could auger it out, I suspect. That was the biggest hole saw we had.
Right.
So slightly been governed by that.
Excellent.
Now pass it over to the other side.
Well, I've done my best to warn them about the little holes and that skinny rope, but they know best. They're pressing on, threading that paltry skein.
How much slack are you giving it on left?
We've got a little bit of slack. Because we're going to have to take all that slack up. Shen, what do you reckon about putting another rope on?
Yeah.
We've got space, haven't we?
Yeah, I think so.
I think we should.
Yeah, pass that round.
And give it to...
God, what a system.
Yep, now give it to Anne. Give Anne the trailing edge.
Just about the bottom bit, yep.
I don't think you're going to be far wrong with that. Take a line of the centre base and for that taut wire.
Yeah.
Never mind the dangling one.
Yeah? Not far off, is it?
Yeah, it's good. That'll do. We're aiming the right way. Now we get this welded in place. And we're start putting the runners in the things.
Yeah.
We've got a hammer.
Why?
Make these fit a bit better.
That's all right. What about the weight we've got there? That's quite a good bit.
What? That pushes through from the other side. No, not that. Dave. Not Dick. What? Round the back, just in case, please.
Good thinking. You haven't seen me moving quickly yet, have you?
You haven't seen this moving quickly yet?
Well, I happen to know it's 9.81 metres per second.
Do you? I happen to know it's normally about a metre faster than you can run.
Hold on, whoa. Hold on.
It's getting heavier, isn't it?
Over the wall, things aren't going too well on the winding front. For a start, twisting the rope that way, the wrong way, will cunningly keep the firing bar pinned to the floor.
We're starting at the top.
Yeah. So we went down
other way.
And that wasn't counted. Then we came
back. I just thought, it's the other way. It winds the other way.
Oh, because we've got to make sure we spring it the right way.
Yeah, it's got to go the other way.
Yeah, otherwise it's going to just hold it down onto the ground, isn't it? Okay, so we've got to untie it anyway.
That's a good idea, that. Well spotted, that man.
I really wouldn't stand there.
Okay.
The yellow team's trebuchet is now visible over the top of the wall, and the orange team are looking distinctly nervous.
Oh, look.
My God.
Is it going anywhere, there?
Hey, do you want to move the barrel?
And the yellows are ready for their first dry run.
Go to rope, you won't.
Okay.
Do it around you. How come I get all the good jobs?
Right.
Okay, everyone clear?
Right. Standing clear.
Self-destruction button. Ready?
Sorry?
I think that'll throw a cabbage.
It's looking very impressive, that. Yeah. But will it fly?
It's very engineered, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's this?
Oh, yeah, nothing wrong with this.
Oh, fact, it didn't work.
Oh,
no, it will do, it will do.
Please.
I have confidence. Are you ready for this?
The medieval arms race has begun. Watch out, Wessex. The orange team are preparing to unleash their first test neep.
Arr! Sorry, just getting into the mood of it. Sorry, Ken. Carry on.
Go on,
as
go,
you were.
Go on, Shane, go on. It's looking impressive at the moment.
It's looking very impressive. I mean, from what I can judge, slightly short of the target, Shen. Just a smidgen.
That's a minimal. That's really looking very negatively at the whole scenario.
I'm picking at details.
This is just the test. I mean, what have we got? Another hour or two or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
We've got quite a way to go before it's finished.
From what I know of these things, and I know very little, you know, all four of you should barely be able to move that bar back.
Yes.
And, you know, at the moment, it looks like one of you can do it. Well, one of you can do it.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? I mean, you're going to add
We're going to wind it up a bit more, but it's just getting a bit frightening, really, at the moment. That's the trouble.
But is it frightening because you think the rope will snap, or is that what... eventually that will happen, I guess, if you just keep winding it.
Yeah.
I think as a test flight, it was a bit of a disaster.
Yeah. Well, you know. The Wright brothers didn't get much further on their first flight either, did they? 2 hours. Look, we've got 2 hours.
2 hours remaining.
We can do something in 2 hours.
But against the cabbage-tossing terror of the yellow team, will the skinny skeins of the orange mangonel ever stand a chance?
Okay.
Right. See how they can throw horses.
This is where Merlin's actually. If we need more weight,
I think we should cut up some of those sleepers and just chuck lumps of that in there.
Yeah, because we can calibrate it by that.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Now
you must realise this is only half the battle. The real battle is getting the sling to work. The sling could throw it that way for all we know.
Okay. Well, let's start addressing that now. Right. Well, let's get it. Hold on.
For such a small thing, the sling is a surprisingly important part of the machine. It provides a cunning, lightweight means of increasing the length of the firing arm. How it works is simple. The missile is put in the sling, which is then attached to a hook on the firing arm with loops of rope at each end. As the arm reaches a certain point, one end is released from the hook and the missile is sent into orbit. A sling is more efficient than a cup because it harnesses the centrifugal force of the sling being flicked around in an arc. It increases the mechanical advantage of the machine and so accelerates the missile. It's like using your wrist as well as your arm to throw a cricket ball.
We've got three variables.
Yeah.
And what we've done is Dave has actually produced us a set of hooks.
Right.
We've got one which is a very steeply curved hook, which can be very steeply up or very steeply down.
Right.
Cunning. We have got a less steeply curved hook, which can be uppish,
right,
or downish. Or we've got a very straight hook, which isn't actually a hook, it's straight.
And that screws in the end. You can unscrew and screw in.
So we've got variable ends we can put in there.
And so you can then measure.
Right. Now, that actually is one of the things that will delay how long it will take before our sling lets go.
Right.
All right? So that's one of our variables.
Yeah.
Our other variable is the length of our sling. We can have a very short sling, or we can have a very long sling. Right. The cunning plan is that with our maximum upturned hook and with our longest sling leg, we should have a very flat trajectory.
Right.
Right.
That's what you're
The other way
for.
Around is if we have a very short string and a very downturned one, which is going to give the hook, it's going to come off very quickly, it's going to be a very up-in-the-air trajectory.
When they start shooting this, I'm going over there. I'm going to Essex.
As the Yellows make ready for war, Alwyn, the battle-scarred warrior who fears no cabbage, still has a few tricks up his sleeve.
I think we're going to put a sling on. We're
going
to put a sling on the top of this, which will increase its mechanical advantage.
Yeah.
I mean, it might be a question of bring on more rope.
Yeah.
But this at this end, we do need a sling.
Oh yeah. I think the sling's definitely the goer.
That's it.
I'm all for the
which
sling.
Is easy to make and quick.
Yeah. 1 hour remaining. That's it. Hold on.
Right. I'd rest it there for a minute.
Can we get a scaffolding pole on this?
That's more. Yeah, it's getting hard to move.
So the orange team have fitted a sling and they're ready to do some damage.
Probably don't need. We just want to test the sling, really. So don't pull it so low.
That'll come out the back. So watch out.
Hey,
it's getting better.
And that's quite heavy.
Yeah.
Long way to go yet, folks. But it worked.
Let's see how far it's gone.
That's an immediate improvement. Oh, no.
But their machines come off considerably worse than the castle.
No. Part of the skein's broken.
Hey?
Oh, you take one step forward and one back.
It's got to come off, hasn't it?
It might have to. But
in times of crisis, you need firm leadership.
We haven't got enough rope.
This is not. Right, this is crap, right. Yeah? This is not going to work. We need to change it, and we need to change it now.
Right, we need to make the hole bigger in the side.
Yeah, I think we just got to junk all this rope.
Well, no, just junk
because we've got the huge rope there, yeah?
Yeah.
Just cut a huge hole in the side, find a flange that we can just bolt on the side. Hey, presto, we've got it sorted, yeah? But we've got to do it now, and we've got to do it fast.
Right.
Yeah?
I'll find some flange and cut you off a piece of that.
Yeah.
If you can
we'll take this lot off.
Yeah.
Yeah? We've got to unwind this. Shen, you get the other end.
Unwind that, take that off.
Yeah.
And then cut the hole bigger.
Yep.
So the
that's the
tension's mounting then for the orange team, isn't it? I mean, they're really up against it now. They've decided to go for more rope.
What a surprise!
They're going for big, knobbly end bits that I think they're going to be...
Chain holders,
that's what they're right.
Yeah.
So that's you understand what they're doing now?
I understand, because what did we tell them how many hours ago when the sun was high in the sky? They needed more rope for more tension, more pulling power, the torsion, the power that's going to get this machine, to fling its missile.
I mean, the thing that I know they've got working, which I'm really pleased about, is they've got the sling works. They've used the sling, and that's worked really well.
Yeah, they're back to using a sling instead of the saucepan. So
they're using serious amounts of big, thick rope now.
Yeah. They have a chance, but how long have they got to go?
Well, under an hour now. They've got under an hour.
And what about the Yellows?
Well, I'm impressed by them. They could have gone off and had a cup of tea, but instead they've decided to paint the engine.
They've got a little adjustable hook. Have you seen that they can screw in and out? Oh, I mean, that's flash.
This is so high. They could have a problem still with getting the height and length of shot. They might just overshoot the target.
Yeah.
Have you got any thatched cottages behind those castle walls?
Not as far as I know.
That's a shame.
Yeah, because that's what you need. They're going to knock them flat.
Yeah.
That's almost... lifted 11 and a half stone.
Right, hold on.
Which says something for it.
Right,
it needs break. Someone else.
Yeah, well, that's all right. I'm slightly more than 11 and a half stone, so I'll put my hands on as well.
Got it.
Right, stand clear. Is this going to be heavy enough? Yes, all right.
Cool, that's going to go easy. That's a lot in there.
Right, we've got to change the bar.
No, we've got to make it safe first.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yep.
Two.
Now that's more like it.
Hold on.
And then when it gets tighter, we'll come and pull an oar.
Right. Three.
I'm worried that we're going to fail this.
Ready for three?
Is that all right?
Cool.
Yeah. How many minutes was that?
30.
The yellow team are preparing to lay waste their first test cabbage.
Load the cabbage!
Right, what? You stand all the way clear.
Yeah,
stand all the way clear.
Hat.
Everybody standing clear?
Hat.
Whoa, good thinking, Batman. Put the hats on. 3, 2, 1.
Have a care! Yes!
Whoa! Excellent. That's good.
That's good.
That's good.
That's good.
I think it went beyond them.
No, it didn't.
Right. So it hit 10 yards short, okay?
Right, okay, but the trajectory wasn't very good.
No, but we can shorten the sling slightly.
The first shot of the competition, we do exactly the same length, yeah, with our heavier cabbage.
Yeah.
If we don't think we're getting the length, we know we need more speed, therefore we will alter the sling for the second shot.
We're just doing a half float for at the moment, aren't we?
Flip ready?
Yeah, go on.
Shush a minute.
Go on, then.
Right, we've got
it's working.
Another turn on it.
Yeah.
You're going to take this. 10 minutes remaining. We're bending the bar again. We're bending the bar.
Yeah.
No,
you're just bending the bar now.
Just bend the bar.
All right, put that pole back in.
We live with
it. Can we put it on the higher tap? Is there a higher hole?
Right, we need a slip up. We've got about 10 minutes to make it.
Either that or we get a bit of.
With only 10 minutes before battle commences, Alwyn remembers they need a safety release mechanism for their mangonel. Step forward, Bowser, king of the welding torch. Your time has come.
Enough or more?
That's all right.
Sure?
Yeah, that's fine.
While the orange team are struggling to get finished in time, the yellow team, well, they're having a cuppa and a chat.
Anybody get anything? We've got a pack of cards.
I'd probably just about finish
this game. Game of chess. There's a chessboard out there I can make.
Yeah.
Well, I think we should enjoy the tea before battle commences. Well,
there's loads more scaffold. I said to Dave, we could make a bigger one.
Do you want to try a turnip?
Yeah, where's the turnip? Turnip.
There's
turnip.
One in the. Do you want to go
turnip,
and get
turnip,
one?
Turnip.
Do we want to actually. When you fire these things off normally, sure. Merlin, do people have jobs? Do we have a number one, number two, a cabbage man? Or yeah.
Everyone enjoys it so much, you just take turns at doing bits
and
pieces.
We still have a go.
Ready?
Well. Flip!
No, the turnip.
It's still here.
it went
it was fine.
It was fine.
It was fine. Right, we need to clean that thread up.
Not before blooming time.
Yes!
Well done, guys. Well done, everybody. Magnificent effort. And now all there is left to do is to fire them. Woo!
And so to the contest. The teams will be firing at the enemy castles 50 metres away. The yellow team will be hurling cabbages at the orange castle, and the orange team tossing turnips at the yellow castle. Whoever hits the enemy castle the most times in 15 minutes wins. Unless someone takes out the enemy prince standing at the castle window, in which case it's instant victory for them.
So, it's come to this. Am I safe up here? Yellow team, are you ready?
Yes.
Orange team, are you ready?
Yes.
Then cry havoc and let slip the vegetables of war!
Woo! Where did that go?
Straight up in the air.
Straight up.
Straight up in the air.
Okay, clear.
Clear.
Everyone clear, ready?
Okay. Do it.
Shoot.
Come on, baby.
They've hit the plane. The yellow team have hit the plane. There's no points for that. Not at all.
Too high.
Orange team have thrown two turnips into the highest orbit, yet achieved by a vegetable.
We need to have a later pin, don't we?
Yeah.
We need to have a bent up pin.
Ironically, we've now got to go back on what we did.
Yes. Let's get the bent pin. Dave, let's get the pin out, mate.
Yellow team are going for a bent pin. Shoot.
Let's do it. Come on, baby.
Oh. Okay.
You ready for this?
Stand back!
Clear! Fire!
Perfect line. Way to go.
How can we get more distance?
Right, well, we can try and put another turn on the rope.
Too high, but only 10 yards short. Orange team are doing very well now.
We've got a few seconds to check knots.
Yeah, come on, listen, we'll just get firing anyway, that's safe. That looks good to me.
Come on, let's go.
They're putting another twist in the rope.
You're hoping to lock it on the thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Come on, swing and Sally, baby. Do your stuff. Come on, mama.
Ooh.
God.
That was in the right direction, guys, but it fell about, I was thinking about 10 yards short, 10 metres short on that one.
So let's see how they get on with that extra twist.
Stand by.
Holy moly. Oh, my
We cleared it. We got to move it too.
Right, I'll tell you what, we've got to drop the front.
That is absolutely incredible. The orange team's piece of vegetable then left the county. It left the very shire that we're in.
It's too high.
No,
more weight. No,
this.
More weight. You
more
shoot,
weight.
Shoot a heavier projectile.
Why don't we get cabbage?
It's changing.
Go
very...
oh, for cabbage, orange team.
Go, my small child. Be free and strong.
Okay. Right, that looks good for launch to me.
Right, okay.
All the way out of the way, please, Merlet. Standing back. Right.
Are we ready?
Right, Duke. Clear. Everyone clear?
Right, stand clear.
Shoot.
Kiss the cabbage.
Okay.
Lucky cabbage.
Ready? Aim. Fire!
Come That's on. Drop.
God, it hit the castle. Orange team have one hit. They have a clearly defined hit there. Fantastic. Their meticulously planned science of Merlin has really yet to pay dividends for the yellow team.
Okay, so what do you think? Go lighter and have a shorter sling?
No, I think go for shorter sling and still use the cabbage. I mean, it depends what the weight is. There's a certain
right.
limit.
Okay, we'll go for that. I'm more than happy to go for this one.
It's worth a try, isn't it?
But yeah. But
stand clear!
Jocks away!
Bop!
Excellent.
Oh!
Okay. Stand clear!
Clear!
Oh, yes! Another hit from the orange team.
Ah, quickly, let's go.
Yes. We're going for the hat trick, guys.
That yellow prince looks distinctly nervous over there. Desperation for the yellow team. They're just chucking anything they can find into that bucket now.
Shoot!
Done it again!
Not that it's dangerous. I'm not going anywhere near that one.
Oh, not the hat trick.
Right.
The yellow team's bucket is now so heavy it takes all four of them to pull it down. It would only take three of them to let go at once, and the other would fly off.
Let it go. There is a hell of a lot of tension on that. This isn't going to last very long, chaps.
Right, okay.
Hold on. Get me a hand.
Oh, man!
1 foot short, guys.
We're just putting a little lighter in there, and we'll leave that exactly as it is.
Ready, aim, fire!
Yes!
Oh, yeah, it's made a hole, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a hit.
We have a verified hit on the yellow castle.
Clear.
The orange team now have three hits. Here goes another cabbage from the yellows. Flying very, 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 very high. Yeah! They got a hit! Yellow team have hit the orange castle!
Did they get out?
Yeah, they got the right.
Yeah.
No, they got ours, yes.
You have a verified hit, yellow team, a verified hit there.
I know nobody loves you, it's okay. It's alright. Go talk to your cabbage man. You want your vegetables to work for you? You talk to them. Like they're real people. That's it! Come on, baby! Bye.
Oh, no! It was your own castle! Took a chunk out of the corner.
Ready? Aim! Fire!
Yes. Bingo!
On the money.
Orange up, peppering the yellow castle.
What?
Look at that! It's rolled out backwards!
It's going jump!
Serious reversal there. We had a reverse cabbage. Here we go.
Ready?
It's looking good. Oh, yes!
Yes!
Yes! Yes! The Princey dies! Yes! Teams, that is it! I have to call it a day! There's no question about it! The orange teams have won an astounding victory! They have pounded the yellow castles of doom!
Enjoyed it!
Kelly,
how about the toe?
Here you go, this is a classic medieval.
Yes!
Well done!
Cheers!
Yeah, cheers!
Cheers!
Yeah, cheers! Yeah, cheers! Well done.
So it's 1-0 to the orange team. Join us for another of my devilish challenges and see if the yellow team can catch up.
Oh, down to them one.